拨的电话号码前加拨您，此呼叫为长途业务。
Oh, I'm trying to call Trevor Winkler. Right. I think we'll have to try again.
您好，请在您拨的电话号码前加拨您，此呼叫为长途业务。
Right, we'll pause this. Trevor, is that Trevor Winkworth there?
That's me.
Trevor, hello. It is, and you're the chief executive of Inhan Guides, and where are you, Trevor?
I'm in Shenzhen, in the People's Republic of China, just across the border from Hong Kong, and it's 7:30 in the evening.
And what can you see, tell me, from where you are? Give us a little bit of a description of the...
I took one or two photographs today, so I'll send them to you following our call. I'm in a part of Shenzhen called Shikau. And Shikau is the port area which has been redeveloped for tourism, and there are lots of bars and restaurants, and in fact they have a whole ship in dry dock, and they've developed buildings around the ship. You're talking of, imagine a shopping centre like Mahan, built around a ship in a dry dock.
Oh, wow. And are you actually on a ship at the moment?
No, I'm in the hotel. There's a new hotel, a Hilton hotel, built overlooking it. So I have a picture of, for taken, which I can send you, of the ship all lit up at night, because in it is a hotel, and then there's a few bars and restaurants.
Wow. And tell me...
In the last 3 years, it was getting a little bit run down. They've literally built two or three... an entertainment area. So there's dozens of restaurants. They have their beloved karaoke TV. And then it's all outdoor and you can walk around. And obviously the weather's very conducive to that.
So you're...
And there's a sea world and there's a yachting marina going in.
Oh, wow. So you're in...
over to Hong Kong from my hotel.
And can you see Hong Kong from where you are?
Well, you can't see the city, but you can see... I can see the island of Hong Kong, part of Hong Kong from my hotel. Because Hong Kong is only 30 minutes away. In fact, you can go straight from the airport, which I did, on a ferry, brings you straight to Shikau, and you can walk to your hotel.
And did you have to go through all sorts of border controls, or was it very easy?
No, it's very well organized. If you come by car, which I've done before, you get a car straight from the airport. It's a shared taxi with four or five others. Some of them do it. And you have a shared taxi which drives you straight out of the airport, straight to the border. You stay in your car, they keep your passports, they hand them in first to the Hong Kong border control, and they check it, and then they drive another 20 yards, and they go to the Chinese section, and you stay in the car, and they just have a border post. Now, this is enormous. You have eight lanes of traffic going through, and then they drive you straight to your hotel. And the same with the ferry. You, from the airport, you walk straight down to the ferry port, and straight to Shikau, and you simply go through customs and walk in, and you're in China. You must have a visa, of course. I have a 12-month business visa.
And Trevor, I'm talking to you, by the way, to let you know that all the sounds in the background, if you can hear them, they're the River Lee Hotel. I'm sitting in the bar in the River Lee Hotel.
So one of us, we both got a good deal. I'm not sure who's got a better deal.
So what kind of business have you been doing today, anyway? Can you tell us anything about what you've been up to?
I have a meeting with Wallace Heiss, which is my coordinator out here in China, in Shenzhen. And in simple terms, we're taking stock of where we are, because sales this year have doubled, and we have a lot of new clients, and business has been very good this year. But equally, now that we're looking at possibly doubling again next year, I'm out here for a few days with the manufacturer and factories to take stock of what we're doing and look at, what can we do better, what can we change for the next 18 months to take us through to the end of 2015.
Right, so that type of strategic thinking, Trevor, in a kind of a way you could do anywhere, but you're actually doing it in China. Now, tell us something about what it's like to do that kind of thinking out there, so far away from your home in Carrigaline.
It's important. You see, you have to build up a relationship with the. We have a contract with a Taiwanese manufacturer who's based in Shenzhen, and you have to have personal contact. It's important to have the meetings and build up a relationship. So we sit down for a few hours. I work first with Wallace, and then we sit down each day for a few hours with the manufacturer, and we review everything, and we go through all aspects of the business. And it's obviously translated because I don't speak Mandarin, so Wallace acts as my translator. And although it's a bit slower, I can't emphasize enough the personal aspect of it. It's key. If you just try and do business on the internet and on the phone, you will run into a lot of problems. You've misunderstandings, you've got quality issues, you've got production issues. You have to be out here on a regular basis, meeting and talking to them.
And when you do talk to your Chinese partners out there, Trevor, in this way, is it very formal? I know it's slow, let's say, a bit slower than it would be
it's very informal. Lots of cups of tea.
Oh, really?
It's very informal. I go for a business suit, for example. It's just jeans and t-shirts because they dress casually and they work, and that's the way they work. It would be different in some other areas like banking and that, but when you're working in call it MP3 world where we are, it's very casual. And then I visit the factory, and I have a QC contractor out here, so I need him to review QC and what he's been spotting and firming. I am meeting the bank with banking club Hong Kong, and you'd be delighted to know big banks are just as bad as finished banks in Ireland on paperwork.
Yeah.
I can't get statements from them. I'm on my third attempt to get accounts out of them for our financial year, our bank statements. So I'll be in Hong Kong for a day as well, meeting in the bank. And see, we also have lawyers out here, so when we're doing patents and trademarks, all that is handled out here as well. So you would have business meetings with either a lawyer, or we have a company now set up in Hong Kong, and that's set up by one of these companies who set up quick companies for you.
And
so we do all that out here.
And Trevor, they're dealing with you're Irish, right? And do they treat you in any special way because you're Irish, or could they be dealing with people from anywhere in the world? What do they make of the Irish?
Most of them don't know much about Ireland. It sounds terrible. Ireland wouldn't register us here because most of the business out here is China booming and internal business. So a lot of people, when you ask them about Ireland, just don't know where it is or what it is. They sort of assume it's part of England and part of Europe.
Right. And have you ever met a Chinese person who's been to Ireland, Trevor?
I did meet somebody chatting. We were having a pint one evening and chatting at a bar with Wallace. And a Chinese girl said hello, and she said hello because she asked us, were we Irish? And I said, yes, I was. And it turned out she's working for a company in Ireland who supply the coat hangers to Dunn's stores.
Oh, wow.
And she was learning, and because she was working on, and she works here in China, and deals with them online to an agent in Ireland. And what was funny about the conversation was she's picking up Irish with a Dundalk accent.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
So what you do find if you're out socializing, having a meal or a drink, they all play these dice games. So sometimes you will find younger people want to chat to you because they just want to practice some English.
Oh, right, right.
Most people who say Ireland would say that.
Right. And it's all Mandarin, is it? Not Cantonese. It's all Mandarin there, is it?
Well, Mandarin, I suppose, is a business language. That's there. English and Mandarin is a business language. There's
right.
Obviously various dialects as well, but They're the two main, that's what they're working in.
And is there any new...
I should say, the younger people, their English is excellent.
Oh, right. Right.
Yeah, you see a lot of, there's hundreds of language schools here. They're all learning English in language schools. And on the internet, their email is perfect. In fact, the other reason we do have to come out is early on in my business, I was dealing with people online. And one day I thought, I'll ring this guy because he's like perfect English online. And when I rang him, I discovered he hadn't a word of English. And had to prove and couldn't talk to me. And then I learned one of the tricks of the trade is a lot of the business men will have the younger business, the girls who will work, they will carry out their email further. So a girl will be writing an email in perfect English, but just putting the owner's signature on it.
Ah, very clever. Very clever.
So lots of the older people won't speak English and don't.
So they're not using iTranslate then?
Perfect English on the emails, absolutely perfect English.
But they're not using Google iTranslate or something like that. No, they're English.
No, they're actually doing it because, again, we're on email every day with people in China, the factory in China.
Look, Trevor, you manufacture out there, right? You make your audio players.
We have a contracted manufacturer to make our product out here, and then it's shipped by air or by sea out to Hong Kong direct to the client.
Right.
And this year, we've manufactured 200,000 units year to date. Last year, we made just under 100,000.
Well, I think it's just quite extraordinary that I should be sitting in a hotel in Cork chatting to you, who is also from Cork, out there in China doing business. I mean, do you run into any other people from this part of the world who are also out there in conversations with their Chinese partners?
I don't know Irish. You'd see in the hotels. A few Americans would be out with the American corporations flying. But it's really only if you go to a trade fair that you would meet a lot of, you would spot a lot of Europeans. And that, because again, it's enormous here. Shenzhen is 8 million people. So you have a lot of hotels. I like to go out about this Wallace. We meet out, and get out in the east because it's conducive to that. But really, you're talking of 99% of the people outside are local.
Right. And are you and if you and Wallace are going out for a meal this evening, what will you eat?
I'll always eat local. I'll always try and eat something Chinese. I don't sit in the hotel eating club sandwiches. So we'll always eat locally. And obviously, the Chinese you get here is completely quite different to the Chinese at home.
Right. All right.
And you get a very high standard. The other hotel I stay in has a very good Chinese restaurant. Sometimes I have to clue on the menu what things are, but I get help. And the quality is excellent, particularly a lot more vegetables are being cooked. You don't get the sticky sauce that we all have at home.
Right.
And it's a lot fresher with a lot of vegetables. So they're not covering everything in the chili sauce or sweet and sour sauce.
So it's not all soy sauce and ginger. There's lots of other things, is there?
No, not. And vegetables I've never seen before. And fruits you haven't seen before. And then they have a lot of fast food. Like there's a lot of they have, if you like, local brands of, imagine McDonald's Chinese.
Oh, right.
So they have a local. They have local restaurants which do very good food, quick and fast. For a few euro, 2 or 3 euro, you get a local meal. And it's very quick and fast. I think it's Kung Fu is the name. But it's a fast food, Chinese style. But again, completely different what we would think of. And I suppose one of my favorite restaurants I go with the manufacturer, he always takes me for a treat, is the Korean restaurants. And there you heat your food over a hot stove at your table, in the middle of your table.
All right.
So all the food comes to you raw, and then you cook it to your liking as you talk and eat. And that's really nice.
That sounds great. I've had that somewhere else. I know it's with hot stones. I can't remember where I've had it, but I've seen Japanese people, I think it is, cutting up...
It's the Korean one is a bit different, but you're along the right lines. Yeah. In this case, there literally is a gas cooker at each table, in the middle of the table.
All right. And tell me...
They put pots, you know, the pot might be a casserole, or it may be just literally a frying pan that you're cooking your food on.
Trevor, this is just wonderful stuff for me and for other people, I think, to kind of get a feel for what on earth it could be like to be out there. But is there any news about the business you'd like to give in the last couple of minutes on the in this conversation? Is there anything you want to say?
The good news is we're closing off an investment round into the company because we have a lot happening in the next few months. We will be running the final test of our wireless player in Cork, and we actually will be working with the permission from Cork City Hall to run the test in the city. And this is our new technology, which now has a patent applied for worldwide. And now our little audio player, the next step will be that as you walk around, it simply works, it comes on. We trigger it using little beacons. It's not GPS or Wi-Fi related.
All right, so you can walk around without consuming any data.
Yeah, there you go, because the audio is on the player. So now the unit, when this goes to market next year, it really makes or breaks us, because there's nothing like it out there. There's nothing out there in this type of product, which means you could walk around a city and we could have, say, 40 tracks. And the Cork one is based on a product we've just delivered to City Hall, and it's a Trail of Cork, so it's a visitor guide to walking around the city centre. And
right.
This wireless one will do the exact same, and the only thing the person no longer has to do is, you know, press the track and look for where to turn it on. In this case, it just comes on.
Oh, right. Did you take this to Italy and talk to them in Italy about this kind of an idea? I said, didn't you go to Italy sometime recently? And was this the kind of thing you were talking to them?
For meeting potential new agents in Italy, and they're interested in the technology as well, because in Italy it's very big to have tour groups walking around with audios.
Gotcha.
Yeah, again, it's standard practice over there to give all tour groups audio players, and either somebody talks to them. Usually, you know, if they go in as a group, then there's somebody chatting to them. But in this case, in our new product, what it would mean is groups could have a sense to walk around the city. They're freer to walk around. They don't have to follow in, you know, as a group. They could walk around, and this would just work for each person individually.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're launching the Spike next week as well. So that's a nice local development.
Spike Island in Cork, which used to be a prison, yes?
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time, the product should be up and running, thanks to the working with the County Council.
Okay, look.
And it just launched into Castletown House in Kildare with the OPW.
The Office of Public Works in Ireland, right.
In Ireland. And we have a few more in the pipeline. And really, see, September to December will be the big push for next year. At the moment, being in the middle of the tourist season, most people are not going to discuss the new product.
Right.
Come September, everybody starts thinking, what about next year?
Right. Trevor, I'm going to let you go because you're running out of time at your end and here too.
I'm meeting my guy Wallace in 15 minutes and we're going for dinner and a chat.
Okay, well, look.
We shall have a Chinese beer for you.
Will do. Raise a glass to me. Raise a glass to me over there and say all the best to Wallace. And I will see you again soon, Trevor.
Thanks all. Bye.
Wonderful.
Bye.
All the best. Thanks very much, Trevor. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right. Well, there was the line from China, directly from China. And that was the CEO of InHand Guides, Trevor Winkworth, talking to me.